88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
CKLN listeners. Check, check, check. Is your host BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, a.k.a. VJ Sarma, here on CKLN's Rude Awakening for August 5th, 2010. I hope you're doing very, very well. I hope you enjoyed the Muse Uprising song. Because I got to tell you, if you listen to anything out there, if you respect anybody who's telling you, you know, to get moving, then you better act like it. Because you can't just be a eugenicist who goes, I'm smarter than people for knowing stuff. Because you ain't if we're all screwed. So I pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, be birth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm down. And I'm supposed to get off this kick? Am I? You know, I don't want to be like I'm reading a kid a children's story and then the kid started crying when my voice got too loud. It was the part of the story that needed a loud voice. It was the part where they were lobotomizing us, where you were not choosing to not be active. You were being lobotomized. I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah. And I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm down. Motherfucker, I'm gone. I'm gone. The earth will never show. This pain you never know. If only you could see just how lonely and how cold and frostbitten I've become. My back's against the wall. Come to show. I just stand up and scream, fuck them all. Man, it feels like these walls are closing in. This roof is caving in. Time to raise it then. Your days are numbered like pages in. My poker rhymes got them cooking, boy. This crooked mind of mine got them all shook and scared to look in my eyes. I sold that fucking clock. I took the time and I now, came up from behind and put my stuff up and fuck this game up.
The reason,
better be careful when you bring my name up. Fuck this thing.
I mean, you're going to make some people nervous out there.
Because I had some Indian food buffet yesterday, and it was really good. And I had some normal cred. I was all shaved up, hanging with my pops and another old brown guy, and we was kicking it at an India buffet. And people were like, oh, he likes to do normal things too. And I'm like, yeah. I don't even want to do this. I don't want to do this. I know intellectually, working it out, that with 10 men, that I could take the city. And I don't even want to take the city. I want to be a slack ass too. Believe me. And I do slack. I could have more done now. Every one of us could. But martial law twice set me up. The first time it set me up, you're a G20. Martial law, light a caravana. And God knows what the hell is coming up with these people. plus the knowledge that we're being lobotomized, plus the knowledge that we don't care, plus the knowledge that people that do care don't go up. Now, we need to have some goddamn pride in this game. And I don't know if I'm going to yell every show, but this week, here on the 100th episode in this run, I'm not playing around. I want you to email me at blackkrishna@gmail.com if you want me to keep doing the show. But I only want to email me if I keep doing this for you. I want to know what you're doing. I want to know what you're doing besides, you know, spanking of this. I want to know what you're doing for someone else, more specifically. I want to know, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Learning this doesn't matter. Learning this to do something matters. Just like learning guitar doesn't matter, unless you play the goddamn thing. Now, look, I had no internet last night. I had the bars, I had the thing, I plugged in the cable and was using the wireless, but I couldn't open Windows Explorer or Mozilla Firefox. And then yesterday morning, after the show, my show ends at 7, and I want to get out of here early, so I did a little thing. I got a little tri-pack of shows, the last three, but here's the thing. It took me two and a half hours, and I still couldn't upload it to radio4all.net. So, I'm telling you. All right, look. The point is that the way I did things is made it a little tougher to sort of take me out in the traditional way, but it's possible. But they are going to make my life more difficult. They are going to keep me from, you know, if who the hell knows. But internet problems here, internet problems at home. And I'm talking about full... I got this on video, but what does any of it matter? I mean, we hear people are being tortured at Gitmo. All right, look. I'm going to take you back to a couple of guys, Dr. Russell Blaylock and Alex Jones, talking about fluoride poisoning. We're going to stick to this today. And we're going to brand this into our brain so that, you know, we remember it later.
That you're going to eat these fruits and vegetables that are watered with the lithium-enhanced water. The plant accumulates the lithium... But then you're getting bioaccumulation. The longer you do it, the higher the content.
And for those that don't know, that's just like the food chain where you don't eat swordfish because it's got hundreds of times the mercury that a smaller fish has because it's on the top of the food chain. And in the last 5 years, they've approved, and it's being widely used, sodium fluoride as a pesticide on crops, and they admit it bioaccumulates through the cell walls of the plants, and so there's massive levels, and thousands of foods don't have one part per million, you know, that's mixed in with the water that's used in their production. They're actually adding upwards of 900 parts per million in TV dinners, in powdered eggs. That's all authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. And then you have the toothpaste that the children are using, very high levels of fluoride. Then you look at how the term sodium fluoride is a catch-all for hundreds of chemicals that they put in the water. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, and you have fluoridated medication. You know, we're now exposed to so much fluoride. We've exceeded recognized safety limits that are recognized by everybody, EPA, FDA, the ADA even recognizes that at those levels, there's no question of toxicity. Well, certain parts of the brain accumulate doses or concentrations of fluoride that are several hundred parts per million, which everybody agrees is toxic. Now, they even use fluoridation as an example. Oh, look how successful fluoridation was. Well, we have poisoned millions of people with fluoride. It induces arthritis, bone fractures, infertility, neurological disorders. I mean, the list goes on and on. Cancer, it stimulates cancer growth. All of this is ignored by the public.
And the mainline government university studies admit macular degeneration. So if it's eating and destroying the cells in the eye, which is connected to the brain, as you know, doctor, what is it doing to the brain?
Well, we have evidence of brain damage by fluoride, brain fluoride accumulation. That was done by Dr. Molnar. She presented it to the CDC, her program, her research, which was printed in one of the most prestigious neurotoxicology journals, and for her trouble, they fired her. made sure she never got another federal grant because she showed the brain accumulation, particularly in parts of the brain that have to do with learning and memory, was significant and toxic. So, you know, here we go again. We get all the assurances in the world, and then when the research starts showing tremendous toxicity and significant problems, it's all covered up. They can make sure the media doesn't cover it. They can make sure that the public is never aware of it. They spend just enormous amounts of money on advertising. For instance, in this article about the virtues of lithium, they quote the EPA that fluoridation of the water is one of the 10 greatest advances in medicine in history. Well, the studies, every study that has been done in modern times has shown fluoridating water does not reduce cavities at all. In fact, a number of studies show that it increases dental caries.
And, Doctor, as you know, in the last 10 years, three separate times, the head of the EPA and FDA, they all joined together, their top scientists, over 90% of the Food and Drug Administration toxicologists signed an open letter in 2000, in 2004 again. I've had them on the show, you know, top chemist, toxicologist, and they explain that it's not just fluoride, it's other chemicals being added, and that they know it's hurting people, but the government still won't remove it. But then when you, as a top brain surgeon, come on and explain this to people, the system just responds by laughing at us. But the controllers know what they're doing. I mean, look at 110 years ago, the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty was funding Pinkerton Security to literally Gatling gun protesters all over the country to go in Colorado and massacre whole groups of families that had struck claims on gold mines that was their property. And these guys openly talked about a scientific dictatorship. They went and funded scientists to come up with systems to take over education, to dumb people down, and to drug them to make them servile. And 110 years later, we say, why can't the American people get angry and get upset? Because there's mercury in the vaccines. There's bisphenol A in all the packaging. They're now saying, admitting, yeah, we want to put lithium in. The fluoride isn't working enough. Stay there, doctor. I want to talk about how fluoride and lithium affects the brain and makes people servile. It's just so incredible that they're out in the open with this now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Dr. Russell Blaylock will get... Huxley said when he wrote Brave New World in 1933, this is what the top scientists that he worked with, his brother later headed up the United Nations UNESCO as the Secretary General of UNESCO and called for it. So, Dr. Blaylock, let's talk about specifically what fluoride does, because the studies I've seen show that it doesn't just cause IQ reduction and a dumbing down, but that it causes people to become more servile. And there's no denying that lithium does this, and they're admitting they want lithium for that purpose.
Well, this is part of the study that Dr. Mullenix did. You know, she's one of the world's top neurotoxicologists. When she found that if you gave fluoride to animals after they were born, they become extremely apathetic, and they become what she described as couch potatoes. They just don't have a sense of doing anything productive. Well, if you transfer that to humans, then she found the brain level in these animals is equal to what we're seeing in humans. We're going to have a society that is going to be very difficult for people to concentrate and focus attention and to pay attention to what's going on in the world and be able to analyze it.
And look at Americans, the most intelligent, the most patents, the most aggressive. You know, historians worldwide wrote about us, and now we're the most slovenly and dumbed down because they've been hitting us with a chemical attack for 50 years.
Right, by destroying our educational system and at the same time doing a number on our ability to think through chemical dumbing down. That's exactly what that. Let me just give a couple of quotes here I think people find of interest. This says, fluoridation is the greatest case of scientific fraud of the century. That was a quote from a friend of mine, Robert Carton, who's a former EPA scientist, senior scientist. The second quote says, regarding fluoridation, the EPA should act immediately to protect the public. fractures, arthritis, mutagenicity, and other effects. That was a quote from William Marcus, PhD, senior EPA toxicologist. So here's two of the top EPA toxicologists saying the whole fluoridation thing was a fraud to begin with, and it's extremely toxic. Now, you think that the government top scientists know that. The government knows it as well. And whoever is going through these towns doing everything they can to force the towns to fluoridate, for instance, like Governor Schwarzenegger, who made the entire state of California fluoridate their water, whether they wanted to or not, you think they don't know these same things, the effects of fluoride? The National Science Institute did an extensive study to finally answer the question, is fluoridation toxic? Their conclusion was exactly what all of us have been saying about fluoride, that it is a brain toxin, a bone toxin, an organ toxin, a cell toxin, a DNA toxin, and it bioaccumulates so that people now are getting doses that are without any question toxic. And it, without any question, it has neurological effects, one of which is inducing a type of apathy.
And doctor, this is an assault. This is a stealth kill, soft kill assault. These eugenicists, funded by the robber barons, who funded Planned Parenthood, abortion, everything else, they are literally brain damaging people and destroying their destiny. It is the ultimate crime. If we beat these people in the history books, it will be remembered as the greatest crime in history. Back in 70 seconds with Dr. Russell Blaylock. I'm Alex Jones.
That was Russell Blaylock and Alex Jones, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and Sir Alex Jones. I'm just going to give him one of the Queen's titles just because I hate the Queen and I like Alex Jones. Now, I'm telling you, I'm allergic to fear and weakness. And at 5 o'clock in the morning when I'm walking here to do my damn show and there's a little 5-foot-tall blonde girl coming towards me and I'm on the same side and she notices me. Of course she notices me, because I'm a threat. Now, unless I let her know I'm not. So I move to the right. I give her a good, 15, 20 feet of clearance. And I nodded to her briefly, just so she was cool. And knew when I was making a move, it wasn't towards her. It was to give her some space. And then she looking back at me, like, thank you. And I'm like, no, bugger off, girlie. Look, strange guys aren't supposed to be looking at you when you're alone and there's no one else around and it's 5:15 in the morning. And you are sure as hell not supposed to be looking at strange guys when you're alone at 5:15 in the morning. Now, get that habit out of your head, even if they seem nice. Even if I seem nice. We had our interaction. I ain't trying to pick you up. You ain't trying to pick me up. It's over. Get your ass home. God damn it. And I'm telling you, I even talked to the last host who was just here, and I feel this on the street. I tell her, if you're walking with a guy, you know you don't need no space. You don't need no nothing. You know that. Because you know if anything goes down, he's there to take care of it. Well, look, we're up against the mafia. Let's leave the goddamn women and children out of this. And if we got a bunch of happier chicks who are treated well by guys all day, when they come home, well... I never wanted you to be somebody else. Well, we're going to enjoy that a lot more, and so will they. And if you're looking for a girl, and she's in a better headspace, and they're all in a better headspace, then you're going to be much happier. You just have to trust me on this. And I hate fear, and I hate weakness. And I don't mean weakness. Here's what I mean by weakness. Because you'd be like, oh, you hate cripples? No, I like cripples that do cool stuff. Like Rick Fox, Terry Fox, back in the 80s, ran across Canada on one leg. Rick Hansen, the Man in Motion Tour, he's in a wheelchair, and he's going across Canada to raise money for cancer. And I know mofos in this city will hear these clips of Alex Jones and Russell Blaylock talking about freaking fluoride and use that as an excuse for why they aren't doing anything. I know this. That's why I'm pissed. Now, we're getting whacked by martial law. They're telling us, and we're getting used to, and this is just, look, I'm taking you back to Dr. Russell Blaylock and Alex Jones talking about this fluoride thing. Because Montreal and Vancouver don't use it. It's a toxin. It's roach and rat poison. It's just, and we can get it out. It's a freaking election year. And this ain't even about me. This is like I care. Like I do. I'm going to come back and look. These guys are good.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest. His top website is BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. Spell Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, just Blay and Lock. Dr. Russell Blaylock, very successful brain surgeon, researcher, inventor of some of the most popular used brain surgery techniques out there. And we've been covering what the head EPA scientists have said. We've had the gentleman on, he mentioned. They've written letters with thousands of other scientists signing them saying, why are you doing this? Even the American Dental Association, 4 or 5 years ago, my dad's a dentist, by the way, this was a big shock for him, he's seen the documents now and understands what's happening, said, yeah, children under 5 don't brush their teeth with fluoride, causes dental fluorosis. Now, in fact, let me just grab it off the floor here, all over store shelves, all over the country, baby water with purified water with fluoride added, the toothpaste, everything, this is so diabolical. Dr. Blaylock, bottom line, they've gone from calling us kooks to now admitting they want to make us servile, and now they want to add lithium, and now they're mixing it in with the crops and the food. I mean, my God, these people, the point I was making is they're assaulting us. They admit they're assaulting us. We need to have, what, grand juries call for indictments? What do we do to stop these people?
Well, I think our only real protection is nullification. The states have got to get together and just nullify this stuff. Say we're not fluoridating anything and we're not putting lithium in our water, and the federal government has no constitutional authority to do such a thing, and nullify it. People should read this new book by Thomas Woods on nullification. I just recently read the history of nullification, and it's our greatest protection. The states got together and ratified the Constitution with the assurance that they would retain their sovereignty and rights as guaranteed by that Constitution. Now the federal government says, no, there's no states, it's only individuals, and the majority rule. Well, if you read these articles about this lithium fluoridation, that's exactly what they said. As one of them says, as long as the negative consequences or inconveniences are relatively minor, water fortification seems to be one of those cases where the majority preference and interest should prevail. Well, here's the problem. Let's look at fluoridation again. Everybody admits, and all the scientific studies admit, that there's a subgroup of people that are highly sensitive to water fluoridation toxicity, people who have chronic illnesses, people who have chronic kidney disease, people have certain neurological diseases, pregnant women, small babies. All those are at-risk groups. Well, their view is, well, they're a minority, so who cares? Let them be harmed. And that's what they're saying about the lithium. Well, yeah, there's people that could be harmed, but the majority should rule. Well, this country's not based on majority rule. You know, if you read the Federalist Papers, there were great assurances that the Constitution protected the minority. The small groups.
Yeah, democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And if the government can get 100 million fluoride heads to vote to take our guns, they can't do it. But it's the outrageousness, the nakedness of this tyranny, how they're just out in the open saying, yeah, we know it doubles bone cancer in boys. Yeah, we know it's causing arthritis. We know it's causing brain damage and macular degeneration. We know it's causing organ failure. We don't care. We're liberal. We love you. They know full well they're not liberal. They're a bunch of population reductionist control freaks that need to have their butts locked up in prison. I think we need to start getting really aggressive with these people assaulting us and our families. Doctor, I'll be honest with you. Every time I look at my children and think about how much trouble I got to go to protect them from these bastards, I get really angry. And I want to talk to you about, as a man, not as a top brain surgeon, not as a scientist, but as a man with family, how this affects you. Because let me tell you something. I'm against violence, but I am for defending myself. And I'm just more and more getting sick of these people and getting red-blooded angry.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Boy, a lot of things have changed. Oh, sure, I've got in my library over 100 government textbooks and white papers written by every major top government-funded scientist out there. And then I've got all the other government scientists coming out and saying this is deadly poison, they're killing us. The government says, we don't care, it's going to continue. And now they say, yeah, we're going to give you vaccines that are live virus, re-engineered herpes virus. It's going to go in and destroy the receptor sites for hormones that cause stress and anger to make you be calm and happy. And why? This will stop suicide, so everybody's got to do it. And in one of these reports, they say, let me just pull the report out. Here it is. Oxford professor Julian Savalayu says fluoridation demonstrates how populations of the future could be mass medicated through pharmacological cognitive enhancers. And he said, writing for Oxford, and he's their top bioethicist there, that when questions arise whether they should be added to the water like fluoride, he goes on to say we need Ritalin, Adderall, and he lists a bunch of other chemicals. So Ritalin, Adderall, Prozac. I mean, Prozac increases suicide in all of the major studies that are out there, Dr. Blaylock.
Oh, exactly right. Exactly right. I have a friend of mine named Joseph Douglas who wrote the book Red Cocaine, and he's written a recent book called Mind Control. But he worked for the NSA for a while as a debriefer of Soviet defectors, and he debriefed one of the highest-ranking Soviet KGB agents. And we've gotten to be good friends for many years, and he sent me information showing me that the Soviet program was exactly what you're talking about, controlling people's minds using drugs and sophisticated advanced technology and neuropharmacology to be able to control stress and apathy and concentration and susceptibility to brainwashing. Well, now I'm seeing, as you, things you're discussing and that both of us know about, we're sort of seeing the same sort of thing over here. The same dream, where we can medicate the water, make people more compliant to accepting these ideas. We can make them more apathetic so they're less likely to react adversely to some of our more totalitarian schemes. It's a control method that was first intensely being studied by the Soviet Union and the United States government was quite interested in this. Now they're pursuing it. So I think people are just not paying attention if they're listening to these people who say, oh, we're just a bunch of right-wing nutcases who see a conspirator behind every bush. Well, as Alex said, and both of us read the primary literature, what's being written by these people. In their writings, they openly talk about this. They don't deny that this is the goal they're seeking. So, you know, you're kind of being foolish if you say, well, this is a bunch of conspiracy nuts. You better read their literature because they're telling you that, yes, this is what we intend to do. And I said that the book written by Dr. Lilly on the history of molecular biology, it's a history book. It's a science book. But she had access to all the Rockefeller files and tells that this is exactly what Rockefeller dreamed of, the day that he could, by biology, control human thought and behavior.
Well, Doctor, as you know, 150 years ago, or a little more than 150, Galton creates eugenics. The royals love it. It says, we're the elite, we're allowed to rule. And by 1900, literally hundreds of white papers about drugging the water. Then they discovered DNA, and they funded the abortion, the Planned Parenthood, and it's all stated. And so modern science was interwoven in the last 100 years, and medicine and chemistry, with eugenics. I mean, my dad went to UT, and he said every class he was in, they taught him, you're the elite because you're going to, you know, be going to medical school, and you're the elite because you have the highest test scores. And, you know, should we drug the water? Because these were young people. They were just testing to see if they'd buy into the club to then be promoted. And then when my dad was top of his class, they pulled him aside and said, look, we're carrying out eugenics. And he kind of freaked out and, you know, wasn't part of it. But it's not just my dad. It's everybody. I mean, let me ask you, Dr. Blaylock, when you went to several prestigious universities, did you ever run into this propaganda?
Well, yeah. I mean, and the interesting thing was, you talk to your colleagues, they were not opposed to these ideas. They thought they were good ideas. You know, there's this elitist mentality that Tom Sowell wrote a whole book about, that they think that they should rule society, and your job is to do what they tell you.
Yeah, that's Visions of the Anointed.
Visions of the Anointed, and that's, you know, it all stems back to the ancient principle of Gnosticism. And Gnosticism basically says that there are certain people on earth who have tremendous wisdom, and they should rule the world.
Well, that's what Plato said.
Right. And so, you know, Eric Bogland, a very highly regarded philosopher, historian, has written extensively on how Gnosticism was the birth of Nazism, Soviet communism, and all these collectivist ideas that a small group should make all the decisions. Well, this paper that's written on this lithium, that's exactly what he said. He said that this is a revolutionary prospect, and we're going to harness water to control the population, and that it's a democratic idea. In other words, we're the ones who rule the majority. And we don't really care whether you object or not. We're going to do it. Look at the health care bill. Most Americans in the polls were opposed to it. Well, the elitists in Washington said, we don't care.
Yeah, it's a democracy. It's a democracy of the elitist control freaks.
Right.
Not even their fake mass democracy.
Right. It's an illusion. They present the collectivist utopian idea and say, here's the plan. Now implement the plan. And then they create their polls to say, well, people want it in our mind, and so we're going to give it to them.
Well, here's another example. They lie to us and say that our founders modeled us off of Greece. The founders criticized Greece, and it was only the elite families were allowed to vote, one bucket white stones, one bucket red stones, and they would vote and say, oh, we disagree with Socrates, throw him off the cliff. Or, you know, make him drink poison. I mean, they killed so many of those people who they disagreed with, who were part of the elite. So it's an absolute dictatorship of the scientific elite, and then none of us have any rights. And our republic is the opposite of that.
Yeah, and if you look at the wording of this lithium argument they're making, they're saying, well, you know, most people aren't smart enough to understand how important this is. Therefore, we'll just have to force it down their throat. Well, that's what they did with fluoride, and look at what we've discussed so far. Well, it's DNA toxic. It's caused hypothyroidism. It's increased fractures, infertility, several cancers. cancers increased in children dramatically. It's neurotoxic. Well, now you've created this destruction of the lives of millions of people, and yet they're still pushing the program. And they even have to admit that it doesn't prevent cavities at all. You know, I met with a group of dentists and gave a lecture on fluoride toxicity, and one of the dentists said, well, you know, we got to fluoridate the water because, you know, we take care of these poor kids in Jackson, Mississippi, and they all have rotten teeth that are crumbling. And I said, well, you've been fluoridating the water for 40 years. There shouldn't be any cavities. Yet you're telling me the same story that you sold this program to the United States more than 60 years ago, as if nothing's happened. Well, your fluoride obviously isn't working. They're all drinking fluoridated water. Their parents drank it. And yet you're still giving the same story that their teeth are rotting.
Summer's here, and winter's past. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Telling you, we can't just let these lies persist and persist and persist. I'm on the Alex Jones main website, Infowars.com, and they did something really neat that they've been doing recently, which is dominating Google Trends. This is an article by Aaron Dykes from Infowars.com from yesterday, August 4th. Quote, brain-eating vaccines tops Google Trends, fuels attack piece in Wired magazine. For yet another occasion, an important search term from the Alex Jones Show, brain-eating vaccines, has topped the Google's Hot Trends tracker as the number one term this August 3rd. The term was coined to bring attention to a special video presentation below, warning about a new round of live virus vaccinations being developed for drug addiction, stress, and more that affect the brain. Let me tell you something. I was working 6 days a week for 8+9 hours a day if we had to do deliveries managing a furniture store. I was also doing this radio show at the time for 3 days a week, waking up at 4:30, 5 in the morning to come down here and do it, and then going to work for about 11. And then on Saturdays, I was hanging out with my Toronto Truth Seekers colleagues, handing out warnings about the H1N1 vaccine. Why? Because I am inspired. I listen to inspiring people. And then I do stuff, and the more stuff I do that I'm proud of, the more energy I have to do more stuff. Many other people work this way. The people we admire work this way. It's time to start acting like we admire those people by listening to them. And it's time to start taking some of these ideas to heart. Like, if you're getting fat, lay off the Haagen-Dazs. If you're getting stupid, lay off the mass media. You know, it's that simple. You know, we're in a giant social engineering project, and we need to deal with it. So what I want you to do in my own, you know, dominate Google Trends type thing is email everybody the fluoride deception. Just say, don't go into some crazy eugenics rant. Just say, hey, it's an election year. Take a look at this. It's only half an hour. It's a movie film, The Fluoride Deception. And you tell and see if you want to, see if you think we should get the fluoride out of our water. Yeah, it's a journalist. He found some stuff out. You tell me what you think or whatever.
And then we've got all the studies admitting it's calcifying in the joints. Now you got young people getting arthritis. They admit it's attacking the brain, the eyes. And it's nothing to do with teeth, ladies and gentlemen. Zero. It makes you servile. And now they don't even deny it. They say, hey, we're going to put Prozac. We're going to put lithium in your water. And all the major medical institutes and the U.S. government are on record doing the studies and getting ready to propose it. Why do you think they're coming out in the open? Is it arrogance or a counter to you and I and many others exposing them? And have they miscalculated by coming out in the open now?
Well, I think that they feel they're so close to winning the whole game that they're impatient. And they don't care if you know what they're going to do now. You know, for years they did it. You know, at my age, I remember the days when no one I would talk to had ever heard of CFR. No one knew anything about the Rockefellers. No one knew about the tax-free foundation's influence. You know, the vast majority of the public, that was something that was just a shrouded secret. Now it's all known. You can read extensively about it. So they have advanced this so far. They feel we're right on the precipice of taking over the whole thing, and nothing they can do about it. So we don't care if they know now. And so they're openly saying, yes, we want to control your minds. We want to make you where you can't have these emotions, where you no longer can independently think. We'll do the thinking for you.
And if you don't want government health care, we're going to call you racist. And if you don't want us to put lithium in, we're going to call you a tinfoil hat. And we're going, but after all these denials that this was to dumb us down and control us, you now admit it. And they look at you straight-faced in these news articles and videos and say, we know best, and you just want to punch them.
Sure.
I mean, doesn't it make you angry just as a man?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's infuriating because they're destroying the health of your children, and they expect you to just stand by helplessly and let them destroy your children. It's just like this vaccine program. There's no question that this massive vaccination of children is having a serious effect on their brain development. They expect you just to stand by and let them destroy your children. And they don't care whether you object or not. And, of course, that's infuriating.
Doc,
and this is what led the founders of this country to fight against England.
Doc,
this is why they formed a new country.
Doc, we've only got one more segment with you. Can we keep you a little 40 after so we have plenty of time to cover this?
Sure.
All right, God bless you. We'll be right back after this quick break.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. We have to decide, who are we? Who are we to allow this to happen to us and to other people? Because I got to tell you, you know, one of the reasons that people don't do stuff and don't care about stuff is because they don't care about anything. And if you don't care about anything, you're screwed. You listen to all that crazy hip-hop, you know, where people talk about, I'm a badass and you're not, I'm better than you, you guys are scum. And then they say 99% of you guys is lying. That don't happen nowhere else. You don't hear no Chinese guy saying, yo, man, 99% of Chinese guys is whack. I'm the truth. You don't get nobody, like, destroying their culture like that, selling it crack, degrading its women. Now, I love hip-hop. That's why I'm so freaking mad. And I'm telling you, if you want to get into it, you got to have something else going on. Otherwise, it will eat you. It will destroy you. Now, I listen to this crap. I listen to Chillin' and Grillin' Volume 3 from HipHopDX.com, which I strongly recommend you download, because it's nothing but energy. It's great energy. DJ No Frills, and there was No Frills in that mixtape. But I had other things on my mind that were fueled by the energy I got from music. It was not about the messages in the music pounding me in the head. I cherry pick this stuff. I cherry pick. I make Aikido. I love this song, Who Dat. Now I'm telling you, I'm reporting live from the Toronto Trap here. What's the trap? We're trapped in this way of looking at the world that makes us politically impotent and culturally impotent and paranoid. It's paranoid when you're scared of what to say. As yesterday, I bring up a little bit of whatever, and dude says, you take in the advertising of your show. I say, no, that might compromise what I say, and it's not really a thing that we do much, maybe for the station. But just saying that, and then saying we're all in the same boat. I'm talking mess about CKLN or Ryerson. Like, I don't. I won't. I know we're all in the same boat. But there's a bunch of other stuff to deal with, which we can talk about. I'm going to give you back to Jones and Blaylock for a sec so we can remember how.
Another headline, National Health Services / medical care in England, even basic things like surgery for cancer, broken legs. That's the London Telegraph. But I wanted to back up Dr. Blaylock here because guys, give me a document cam shot here. Axe falls on NHS service. NHS bosses have drawn up secret plans for sweeping cuts to services with restrictions on the most basic treatments. Then I have another Telegraph article here in my stack where they come right out and admit a tenfold increase in violent epilepsy, I'm speechless that they know these vaccines are causing this brain inflammation, and now it's happening, and people are having violent seizures, but we've had a victory. They're being forced to stop giving shots to under fives. Dr. Blaylock, break it down.
Well, I wrote approximately five papers about this, the mechanism by which it does that. I've watched interviews with Dr. Offit, who's the big promoter of vaccines, say they're completely safe, and there's no mechanism by which it could cause seizures. Well, this is just an absolute lie. It's in the medical literature, and I proposed in these peer-reviewed journal articles that are on PubMed, you can read them yourself, it goes through the mechanism by which vaccines do that. It's a very well-demonstrated mechanism.
Fucked up, girl.
Terry Urban.
You're damn right. Now, I broke out of that clip. I got a whole bunch more of that stuff to play. Because this is insane. This is insane. And we know it's insane. And when you know something's insane and you don't say it, guess what it drives you? Insane. Now, we're going to get weaker and weaker unless we got something going on. And people will come up and tell me, what should I do, what can we do? I got a million solutions, and this is not an issue. It's not an issue. It's not at all an issue. But if you got something going on, you're way easier to advise. I've advised friends on films, on businesses, on relationships. I just got that kind of mind. And I'm telling you, I got that, and other people do too. You know, they just don't practice much, so it gets a little soft. So get something going on. Get some half an idea in your head. Get some half an ambition in your head to try and share this in an organized, simple way. Talk to people like you'd want to be talked to. Talk to people like they're adults, and they want it simple and clear and plain and laid out for them. And keep it short and keep it sourced, and that's it. And I know, because I know what's worked and what hasn't from my work and others. And I know that because I speak English and I look for other people who speak English who are in this game, that I've got some of the best ideas for how to win this game. So it's a non, because I steal them. I steal them from Bob. I steal them from Jones. I steal them from Pac. I steal them from Gandhi. I steal them from Blaylock. I steal them from, and I think of my own. Because that process of theft, as I cavalierly call it, is a process of learning. It's a process of learning. Learning what may work, what may not work. And that's the type of synthesis. Because you get all that together, and then you start piecing it together. But you have to have some sort of ambition to do something with it. Your ambition cannot be to to get comfortable with this information. You know, I talk to people. I was going to play a clip of Alan Watts today who says, you could study this for 10 lifetimes and have 10 hard drives worth of data on it, and it won't matter. It won't matter. You know, and we're all going to be encouraged to go into our own little headspaces, and our what we can talk about will continue to shrink. And what we want to talk about will continue to shrink as the surveillance society's expanded. Because they're going to do more crazy stuff, and we're going to do and talk less and less about it. And so soon you'll just be like, hey, weather, it's all right, right? Yeah. In the dome? Yeah. Like the Simpsons movie had a dome city, like the new Stephen King novel has a dome city, where we're all living in a dome. That's what they want. That's UN Agenda 21. First you stack them and pack them. How do they confiscate our land? They create apartment buildings. First, they for poor people. They for the projects. People be like, what? I don't want to live in an apartment. I want a house. I want a backyard for my kids to play in. And F that. I'm in Canada. I want a cottage. And then they said, you know what? We got apartment buildings for rich people. We're going to call them condos. And then she's like, ah. You know, I went to New York in November of after 9/11, because I was with a buddy for some other thing, and I wouldn't even compare it, but I talked to some New York dude back then about condos, and he says, we just call apartments, man. Well, that word ain't even here. I think it's there now, you know, Sex and the City and all that, you know, whatever. But the point is, they want to stacked and packed and compact cities so that we kill each other, and they're. Meanwhile, they're trying to kill us in a bunch of other ways. So, before I go, I'm hoping Monsignor Watsoni graces us with his presence and hooks you up with an amazing jazz bungee experience. But I'm going to give you some solutions from Alex Jones and Russell Blaylock, just in case you don't trust the crazy brown guy. You know, I got to be different enough so that you think I can do it, but not too different so that you don't think you can do it. So, I'm in a weird little space here. You'll have to, you know, pardon my English, but I'm raised in a polite culture. So I'm gonna hook you up with a couple of minutes here, and then give it over to Mr. Watson. Yeah, have a great day, everybody. These are solutions courtesy of Alex Jones and Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Well, Dr. Blaylock, I'm not going to keep you any longer. We always appreciate it when you join us, but you have a lot of solutions, a lot of ways to at least partially reverse the toxicity that we've been exposed to, a lot of key information at BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. What are some of the things we'll find at the Blaylock Wellness Center?
Well, it has the books that I've published on this. The book, House and Nutrition Secret, has a chapter on fluoridation that people need to read. It goes through the whole history and the medical findings. And the devious tactics that they've used. And it has some DVDs. I've done interviews, a lecture on nutrition and behavior. So it has a lot of material. And there you can link to my other website, which has the published papers I've written, the papers I've told you about, the immunoexcitotoxicity mechanism, which are free access. You can have those.
Well, doctor, in closing, you know, what we've done here is, with our family doctors and with everyone, Rob Dew has done this, one of our camera guys, we just bring them your books, other scientists and researchers' books, we bring them the medical literature, and we say, we're not vaccinating our children, and by the way, fluoride's deadly, here is stuff written by top doctors, and you come back a month later, and they're converted. You can't just sit there and say, oh, you know, the government's poisoning that to make me serve them. You know, I mean, because they've been preconditioned that that's kooky. You bring them a stack of books and news articles promoting lithium in the water and promoting vaccines that re-engineer the brain, they will wake up. And so even if you know all about this as listeners, you've got to warn everyone you know. You've got to get Dr. Blaylock's info out. So go to his website, buy the books, the DVDs, have showings at your church, have viewings. Dr. Blaylock, is it okay for listeners to say, air your DVDs on Access Television?
Well, my son sells them, so I can't.
No, I understand. You can't speak for somebody else who's got that going. The point is, it's important to have people see these.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I have a newsletter as well that updates things continuously. You can get it through my website, RussellBlaylockMD.com. you can link to the newsletter, which comes out every month, and I update it with all sorts of new information.
Well, I have to say, we've interviewed hundreds of doctors and scientists here, but you're one of the most informed, and you have a lot of courage. And, of course, you're just going off the facts. I mean, why is it called courage to know your fellow humans are being attacked and to not stand up and speak out against what's happening?
Exactly. I mean, we have no other choice. This is the end of the game. You know, there's no more leeway. They think they want it, and they're going to push hard. So unless we push back, we're going to lose everything, and it's irreversible. You know, once they win and completely suppress us and change our brains, there's nothing we can do. So this is our last opportunity.
Machiavellianist, Illuminati, all through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shot. Feel me? And God said he's sending his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see what do we have here now? I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
And we're back, CKL and listeners. And Mr. Bill Watson is here with your jazz bungee experience, ready to come up, kind enough to allow me to outro the show. I went through my music selection and thought, what the hell? Because I'm reading the cover of I Weekly. It says here, why does your government make you spend more time waiting in line for beer than watching the music festival you paid to see? So, and then on the cover of the Now, Summerworks, three cute yuppie white people, sort of squirrely cute in the way that we're all supposed to be silly these days, licking what are these things? Ice cream cones, popsicles, licking popsicles, and then the cover of the Metro to the left. Actress Sarah Silverman and Michelle Williams take a stroll downtown yesterday on the set of their new film. And then Omar's brother goes free. Omar Khadr's brother apparently went free. Steamy Days, Chili Drinks, Scott Pilgrim versus Toronto. Alex Rodriguez hit 600 home runs. This is what we're meant to focus on. Now, here in Communist Canada, where, again, they're doing the same thing the KGB did in the Soviet Union, they're trying to standardize thought and lobotomize us and attack us in a million ways. So what we get to talk about will continue to shrink till we're bored and we hate each other. That means we got to cut through this with some of the truth. You heard a bit about fluoride. I recommend passing on the fluoride deception. Recommend checking out Dr. Russell Blaylock's work and the work of Alex Jones at Infowars.com. And then finding a way to share it with human beings you know. And if you don't think you know them well enough to pass on information that you understand and found compelling to make them understand it and find compelling, then you figure out why that is. Outside of that, we have a beautiful city. Only reason to fight this hard for it. We got a great country. Only reason to fight this hard for it. So enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your weekend. But get something on your mind. Get something going on. Get something you can talk about. Get something where you can look another man in the eye and say, yeah, I know what's up, and I'm up to the challenge. Peace out.
Coming with slugs. Peep the whole scene and whatever's going on around me. Brain kinda cloudy, smoked out, feeling rowdy, ready to wet the party up. And whoever in that motherfucker, nasty new street slugger, my heat, deep suckers on the regular, mashing in a stolen black act. Integra, cock back, 60 seconds to the draw, that's when I'm dead in your feet first. You got a nice gap, but my heat's worse. From a thug to preaching church, I gave you love, now you eating dirt, needing work. And I ain't the nigga to put you on, cause word is born. When I was broke, I had to hustle till dawn, that's when the sun came up. It's only one way up, hold your head, stay up. So all my niggas get to pay your weight up.
If it's on, then it's on. We rake, be breaks, outlaws on the paper chase. Can you relate to the shit I don't got? Be the shit I gotta take. Dealing with fate, hoping God don't hold the gate. If it's on, then it's on. We rake.
rape beat breaks, outlaws on a paper chase. Can you relate to the shit I told God? Be the shit I gotta take. Dealing with fake, hoping God don't close the gate. Like a bullet, Hail Mary,
Hail Mary.
We won't worry, everything will glory. We'll free like a bird in the tree. We won't worry, everything will glory. Yes, we're free like a bird in the tree. We're running from the penitentiary. This is the time for release.